FNC's Carlson, what was it about Joe Biden's shaky monotone that inspired CNN's Talking Heads? By Jeff Poor on March 13, 2021. Friday, FNC's Tucker Carlson reacted to President Joe Biden's address to the nation a night earlier, which according to Carlson left much to be desired. After comparing Biden's address to former Soviet Union dictator Leonid Brezhnev, the Fox News host questioned the fawning approval from CNN hosts and talking heads. Transcript as follows. Carlson, tons going on, as always. So, there are a lot of stories we could have opened with tonight and we talked about it. But in the end, we couldn't get our minds off of Joe Biden's COVID speech. Did you see that last night? The one where he seems so sad about the lockdowns that have crushed businesses and kept kids out of school. An entire generation, he said, had driven so many to suicide. Yet never once mentioned or even hinted that he and his party were the very forces behind those lockdowns. I'm really sorry about your black eye, he says, as he punches you in the face. It was bizarre. The whole speech was like that. It had a hallucinogenic quality like it wasn't quite real. But then Joe Biden himself isn't quite real. Maybe that's the reason he talks that way. Biden has been living in utter seclusion for more than a year. He hasn't spoken to anyone but his own lackeys. He hasn't driven a car or sat on the grass and looked up at the sky or been anywhere or done anything except in the most controlled possible environment. What an incredibly weird life that is. Joe Biden must imagine that everyone in America is as terrified of corona as he is and is living in the same kind of bunker. Joe Biden is totally cut off. Alex Berenson described last night's speech as late Soviet. The more we thought about it, the more perfect that seemed. Here's a clip of Russia's own Joe Biden, the late Leonid Brezhnev. Like Biden, Brezhnev was very clearly fading in his later years after a series of health problems. Also, like Biden despite his frailty and confusion, Brezhnev never lost his enthusiasm for pointless wars. He is the one who ordered the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan in 1979. In late December of that year, Brezhnev addressed the Soviet youth in a televised speech. As you watch this, see if you can spot the similarities to what you saw last night. And keep in mind when this was shot, Brezhnev was a full 5 years younger than Joe Biden is today. Video clip plays. Carlson, now, they are trying to tell him how the teleprompter works. He harumphs a bit and looks vacant, he doesn't quite get it. Brezhnev didn't actually lead Russia by this point, and you can see why. He remained the country's figurehead, but it was the ideologues behind the scenes who ran the show. Brezhnev had his own Susan Rice and Barack Obama to make the real decisions. The similarities, as we said, are pretty amazing. Over at CNN, however, they didn't see it. Or maybe they did see it and they didn't care. CNN always did love Brezhnev. In any case, the usual chorus of toadies strained for a high note last night. Watch them tell you how wonderful the speech was, as if you didn't have a TV and didn't see it for yourself. Begin video clip. Don Lemon, CNN anchor, how refreshing. How human. How compassionate. How American. Chris Cuomo, CNN anchor, Biden tried to lift our spirits with a medicinal message about recovering our sense of collective cause. Certainly, it was healing. Van Jones, CNN political commentator, he didn't say, you need me. He said, I need you. I need you. I mean, my God that is, isn't that it? Unidentified female. People always talk about the feeling of the relief hey of hearing Biden, but what he's doing now soars above that. Lemon, what the president is saying his help is on the way. We're all in this together. I need your help. We're all Americans. Who? Hallelujah. End video clip. Carlson, hallelujah, says Don Lemon. Can I get an amen? Clear the aisles. It's time for an altar call. Brother Biden is preaching the word. Preach, Brother Biden. Preach. Speak. What are these people talking about? What was it about Joe Biden's shaky monotone last night that inspired them exactly? Most people found it depressing. Maybe we're being too literal here. It probably doesn't matter what Joe Biden actually said. He could have called for the bombing of Toronto and CNN's panel of trained SEALs would still enthusiastically applaud it. It's their job to enthusiastically applaud what Joe Biden says. Our job is to try and figure out what Biden's speech meant for the country. So let's look at it for a minute. The lockdowns have been tough, Biden conceded at the outset, God knows how we got them, But we did. Those restrictions will be lifted as soon as we can lift them. And we will return to some version of the country now only dimly remember. We'd really love to do that. We mean it, we'd love it. But in order to go forward and take the boot off your neck, we're going to need every American to listen very carefully and to obey our orders. Do what we tell you to do. Now, that won't be easy. But if you do it, there is a payoff for good behavior. If you're obedient, there's a chance, not a guarantee, of course, but a distinct possibility, God willing, that you may be able to see some of the people you love around July 4th. That could actually happen, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to this. Begin video clip. Biden, if we do our part, if we do this together, by July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your families and friends will be able to get together in your backyard or in your neighborhood and have a cookout and a barbecue and celebrate Independence Day. That doesn't mean large events with lots of people together. But it does mean small groups will be able to get together. End video clip. Carlson, did you hear that, America? There is a good chance, again, not a sure thing. But what is a sure thing these days? But a good chance that you might be allowed to have a modest cookout 4 months from now. That is as long as you obey regulations weather permitting. And assuming that current federal projections unfold according to plan. That's your prize. This offer, by the way, does not apply to full-time employees, the radio station or their families. But with luck, this could be your reward after a year and a half of lockdowns. A 4th of July cookout in your very own backyard, assuming you have one. Don't ever tell us that Joe Biden isn't a compassionate, generous man. Here he is offering you, with some medically necessary caveats outlined by Dr. Anthony Fauci, the right to cook your own hot dogs. With a provision, obviously, that you do it in a small masked group seated far apart at a prescribed distance from one another. Don't get crazy and hug or celebrate or talk too loud or anything like that. Moderation is the key here. But still a socially distanced barbecue. What other wonders does President Biden have in store for us? Well, you're going to have to get vaccinated to find out. Sorry, that's the other requirement. I should have mentioned it. Everybody needs the shot. Period. That's what Biden said. And that's a lot of shots. The good news, now that we're on what Joe Biden describes as a, quote, war footing with this virus, vaccinating people against it is a counterterrorism operation. What we did to ISIS, we're going to do to COVID. Biden didn't mention drones, but we will need soldiers, and that's why Joe Biden is building a vaccination corps that will include active duty members of the military, an army of vaccinators. Watch. Begin video clip. Biden, 2 months ago, this country didn't have nearly enough vaccine supply to vaccinate all or ever near all of the American public. But soon we will. Now, because of all the work we've done, we'll have enough vaccine supply for all adults in America by the end of May. That's months ahead of schedule. And we're mobilizing thousands of vaccinators to put the vaccine in one's arm. End video clip. Carlson, thousands of vaccinators to vaccinate everyone. That sounds amazing. But it does raise at least one vexing question: what if you don't want to get vaccinated? Not everyone does. Some people have religious objections, others have concerns about this specific medicines. Others simply don't want it. Do you need a reason to turn down the vaccine? And what happens if you do turn it down? Will we be allowed to fly on airplanes? Or go to work? Or enter the front doors of Madison Square Garden? Joe Biden didn't specify. But it's pretty hard to believe he would support any kind of vaccine coercion, as he has told you so often over so many years: if it's your body, it's your choice. Begin video clip. Biden, I support a woman's right to choose under that constitutional guarantee provision. And quite frankly, I always will. Folks, you know, and I am going to fight to protect a woman's right to make her own personal decisions when it gets to your health care. End video clip. Carlson, quite frankly, you've got the absolute right to make your own personal decisions about your own personal health care. Period. That's in the Constitution. Joe Biden would never violate that, right? He's been defending that right since before you were born. It's your body. It's your choice. Period. Of course, as with everything, there are caveats. If you don't take the shot that Joe Biden wants you to take, if you persist in making your own personal health care, then Joe Biden is going to have to shut the country down again. No socially distanced barbecues for you, buddy. You're going to have to eat your hot dogs alone inside. Begin video clip. Biden, if we don't stay vigilant, and the conditions change, and we may have to reinstate restrictions to get back on track. End video clip. Carlson, to which CNN might say, hallelujah, but we're not CNN. Instead, we're left wondering, could there be any civil liberties implications to any of this? We don't know the answer. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.